Okay, nothing heard, so we'll go up to Rob again. KC8SDL, you're up and stand by, Ron.
Hey, very good. Doing a great job on the net too, Dave, like you always do. WADW in the group, Kilo, Charlie 83, Dust Lima. Much to my delight, the other day I got a text from my friend, KDADHK. That's Ray from Saginaw, that's over at Shield. And he goes, tell you what, guess what we're doing in May? I says, okay. We're going to Hamvention. I says, great. Always wanted to go, cannot wait. But of course, you know what I do, I just hang out with the eCars Net folks and everything, which I know most of them on the air. It's kind of nice to see them in person. But I'll look around here, of course, on the sale tables and stuff, and my friend said, you'll be in hog heaven, Rob. There's a guy there on the sale area. He has always got his he's good. And my ex-wife said, no, don't bring anything home. It starts with me. Anyways, yeah, looking forward to that. We're going to get up early Saturday morning, go down, and yeah, we'll probably be back by 10 o'clock that night, so it's no big deal. But I'm going to go down here looking forward to it there. But, I got some question where it's very related. I was talking to my buddy on the net here, on the Swan net on the last Saturday. One thing about you have your knowledge about, you know, Swan equipment. I heard when Swan petered out, you know, late in production, they went to a company called Sotronics, and I was told a Sotronics HF receiver was basically a CD 10 meter rig. I don't know much about it, but trying to look on the internet about it is kind of neat, but I guess evidently, great tech. The 73 and CQ magazine had a full-page ad that they told the Sotronics Corporation we would not honor your ads for everything else, because evidently the Sotronics rail could easily modify towards 10 meter each up. And I was kind of strange that they made a full-page ad kind of denouncing that equipment. I know a guy, he's passed away. He had one of the Sotronics 1011B radios, but I don't know much about it, but I've seen a picture of it online, and it looks like my 500 I have here, you know, but anyways, I'm just going to ask you about that here, but I heard that name mentioned about Sotronics, so anyways, yeah, I'm looking forward to for the Hamvention coming up with me. Can't believe it, looking here, next Sunday, Super Bowl. I don't know, I might watch the game, but I think I'd rather watch Warriors than Adam 12 or Emergency, because it's same old. But that's how I feel. Huh. All right, Dave. So, you have a good evening. Be safe out there if you go out about tomorrow, though. All right, WATW in the group. Hello, Charlie. Is us with us. 7-3, Dave. Over.
Okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, I don't know if we're watching the Super Bowl or not. We're not Kansas City fans. Actually, after the game week ago with the referee and or the officiating was a little on the sketchy side, so almost like they were favoring Kansas City. But we'll see what happens with this Sunday this time. We'll see what happens. I know there was actually some lawsuits. I'm not sure what's going to go on there. There's actually lawsuits against the game with what was it with Texas the week before that. Anyway, Ron, KCYVF, you're up. Stand by, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net. Yeah, I'm kind of like with you guys with Kansas City back in it. I probably am not going to watch the game. I may flip it on once in a while just see what the score is, but to actually sit down and watch the whole thing, I'm under the impression here I'd rather watch water boil, I guess. I would have rather seen Buffalo in there, not Kansas City, and I imagine Kansas City is going to get, as you said, the favorable calls in the next one and pull off a three-peat, and everybody will go gaga. But I saw a map today. It says, with the country, who's rooting for what? Kansas City area rooting for Kansas. The Philadelphians rooting for Philadelphia. and the rest of the country is basically rooting for nobody. And again, comes down to the halftime. I haven't watched the halftime shows. I'll go do something else during the halftime show. None of those in the last probably 6, 7, 8, 10 years have interested me, and they're definitely not going to interest me again this year. So I'll go bake a cake or do something during that time. But wife and I'll probably end up watching a movie. I'm a football guy. I like football, but they just kind of lost my interest with this one, I guess. Let me break. On the Winter Field Day side, I got the Winter Field Day results, but the log sent in. There is some preliminary information that I have up on the club's website. So if you go to the club's website and look for the Winter Field Day, click on the link to that. It will show you the data that we had. Scoring was completely different this year than last year. You had, and I don't know how things are going to turn out. It took like 8 months for them to post the data for last year, so we won't know the final totals until who knows when. But last year they had the soapbox points that you could figure right in to give you a cumulative score. This time you had no multipliers. You still have the soapbox, but they will add those in. We don't know what the points are, how they're doing it specifically. So we won't know the score for quite some time. But at least the information up there, the actual text log file, there's a link to that. You can look at it to see who did what. So it breaks it down is what, how many contacts each call by call or by station did. Unfortunately, Dave, you and Doc, when you worked, you did not change the log to your initials, so they're all the contacts for CW are under Doc's initials. So we don't know what your totals were as compared to Doc's to spread it out from there. You took one score. But the information's there. Take a look at it. Also got the pictures put up. Also, if anybody else has any pictures that they took out there, please send them to me. I know Doc took quite a few while he was there. I got to get an email out to him and see if he will send those pictures to me as well so I can get his pictures up online that he took. But information's there, at least the log's in, and we're squared away there. Thursday, as Mike said, we'll be up at Midland to do a Meshtastic demonstration for them. We were there at a meeting back in December, and everybody was interested. Several said we really wanted to come to the one that Saginaw had but couldn't make it. So I offered to do the basic Meshtastic presentation for them. Friday is our club meeting. Saturday is the breakfast. So lots of things coming up this weekend. So hope to see a few of you on Friday night. Hopefully the weather looks okay, at least for right now, be able to get out there. If not, catch it online, as Mike said, and we'll talk to you next week. This is KC8YVF, back to Matt.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, I check my Meshtastic every once in a while. I got the one setting up in the window upstairs. That's real funny. I got a couple of them that are showing almost 200 miles away with, I think, three or four jumps on them, so that's going good. Anyway, thank you, 73 there, Ron, and we'll catch you at the end of the net. KCAVOA, you're up. Stand by, Tom.
Well, good evening again. Not a whole lot new here. Had a question I should have thrown out earlier. Has anyone ever used an electric glue gun with wire ties to repair plastic? I saw something on YouTube where someone had done that, and I just wondered if anyone had done that with any success. And other than that, I will see you on Friday night. Unfortunately, Saturday I have a family breakfast, and I will not be there. And I will looking forward to everyone Friday night. So with that, I will turn it over. KC8VOA, back to WADW 73.
Okay, real good there, Rick. No, and I gotta say, no, I haven't. So that's one thing I haven't done. Anyway, 7-3s, catch you later. Over to Tom. Any UIs, stand by many.
Okay, thanks, Dave. This is any UI. To answer Rick's question, no, I have not used a glue gun using plastic ties. It's interesting. See that YouTube video, but no, I'm not. But I did go to last Thursday. Barb and I went to the RV show. Mikey, MMH, jog my memory. We went last Thursday to Novi. We already have a camper too, but it doesn't cost anything to look. We were just out the gas and the parking fee and the admission fee, but we were there for about 3.5 hours looking around. And we've got a few things. General RV had a setup there, and we've got a couple of accessories for the camper. A lot of campers there. And I was just walking around looking at stuff. Let me break real quick.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.